El Paso Community College always has a fun way of commemorating special events, and this time it is the observance of Black History Month throughout February. With me are El Paso Community College music instructors Ruben Gutierrez and Billy Towns, along with fellow jazz musician Mike Hamilton. Welcome, gentlemen.
Welcome. Hi.
Thank you very much.
Hello there. Nice to
Hello.
See you again.
All right. Settle down. This is quite a group here.
All right.
We have three awesome performances coming up on three consecutive Monday nights?
Yes. Okay. They're consecutive Mondays, starting with the 11th.
They're all at 7 p.m., and they take place at the Administrative Services Center building. We got to come up with a more romantic name for that facility, but it is a great spot. It's 9050 Viscount. That's right across from Cielo Vista Mall and right off of Viscount. Okay. Give me the lineup. Next Monday we have?
Yes, next Monday, of course, and we're going to be hearing a little bit from them. We have the incomparable Mike Hamilton on saxophone, along with jazz artist Billy Towns.
Gosh, I wish we had them to talk to and find out what they're
doing.
Here I am, transporter.
Am I doing here?
Poof.
Where are you guys?
The pixie dust is wearing off, and now.
It is beautiful. It's beautiful. So nice to be here and see you again, Monica.
It's
thank
a delight
you for
to
having
have you
me.
Here.
Ruben,
tell
thank
us
you for having
about
me.
That program.
Mike and I have played together. We've known each other for, I don't know, over 20 years since we were
over
in high school.
Over 20 years, yes.
And it's always a pleasure playing with Mike. And we got that energy. We have that synergy that happens when we're on stage with each other. And we have so much fun together.
You're fun to listen to.
And we're going to be playing some of Mike's stuff. We're going to be playing more contemporary music.
Yeah.
A couple of your tunes, a couple of my tunes.
And literally just the two of you.
No. Actually, we'll have, on bass, we'll have
Tony Pacheco. Tony Pacheco.
And on drums, we'll have Demetrius Williams, who's also a professor here at UTEP.
Awesome.
We should be making some wonderful, wonderful noise.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be doing some stuff from my new album, Moving, and Billy will be doing some from his new album,
Alchemy.
So we're excited about it.
If anybody's new to El Paso or has been asleep for the last 50 years, this is some of the hottest talent in, well, not just in town, in the entire area. And this is a place to be if you love jazz.
Yes.
It'll be Monday night, 7 p.m., at the Administrative Services Center, El Paso Community College. Now, these performances are free, open to the public. And then who's the following Monday?
The following night, we have a very, very special group. It's called the Young El Paso Singers, directed by Dr. Cindy J. And I happen to be accompanist for this particular group. I'm going to be playing piano. It's a great group of kids from ages 6 through 22, college age students all the way down to elementary kids. And they're going to be doing this very special musical, so to speak. They have some narrative, basically celebrating the music during the Civil Rights Movement.
Yes, it's the musical and Martin Luther King Jr. speech, A Journey of African American History Through Music.
Yes, And so, and there's, like I said, some narrative, some acting. Great group of kids. These kids they're just amazing talents, and the group sounds fantastic. So what Cindy's been doing with them is just amazing.
I think there's going to be a real exciting moment, too, when we hear from Toastmasters International speaker Alex Hernandez presenting I Have a Dream.
Yes, he will be presenting the speech.
And he's the gold medal Toastmasters International speaker.
Yes,
have you heard him before?
Well,
he's fantastic.
Fantastic.
That's going to be goosebump.
It's
going to
be
event.
A great night. I really invite you all to actually all three of these events.
That's February 18th.
Yeah, that's February the 18th. And then on February the 25th, we're going to have Frederick Douglass, The Starry Road to Freedom. And we have a nationally recognized actor, Phil Darius Wallace. And to be honest with you, we had them last year. And this is when we used to have these events up at the Trans Mountain campus, the theater forum, which seats about 300 people. And they had to turn hundreds of people away for this particular event. And we're really expecting the same type of turnout, if not a better – well, obviously a better turnout because now we can fit 800 people, I believe, into this auditorium.
Super.
And, I mean, this is something – I mean, any of these events, it's really the whole idea is to just really kind of bring the community and have El Paso Community College kind of offer their contribution to this important journey, this important – point in our historical development and really educate and have people be a part of this.
And the community college is part of the observance for the month, is incorporating African American history and literature through the curriculum for the entire campus. All the campus libraries will have displays of books, photography, and historical documents related to Black History Month. I have to ask, Mike and Billy, as African Americans, tell me, what difference does it make playing for an occasion like this, something that commemorates Black History Month? Do you feel it?
As an African-American musician, I think it's great because it's great that this comes every February and we get to do these type of programs that will exemplify what has gone on, of course, within civil rights. And, of course, not only with that, I like it because it really augments jazz. You know, Ruben can probably help me here because it kind of augments where jazz music comes from with all the great Black artists associated with it.
The roots of bebop are...
Yeah, you know, you have Dizzy.
Dizzy, Thelonious.
You know, so that's what I like about, you know, celebrating Black history.
And that's why we will be doing some Thelonious Monk.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
You know,
okay.
And we're going to do a little Earl Garner. What else are we going to do? We're going to cover
Miles.
We could do some Miles. There's Freddie, a whole bunch of stuff. And for me, this particular time, it's fantastic. You got to think we've been climbing a ladder along with all people. I dislike when people make a focus and think that it's only African Americans. This struggle has been with all of
us.
Everyone
has
put their bit in to help get where we're at today,
right.
And that is President Barack Obama. No matter how you look at it, it is something that's good for the country. We've made something that was impossible possible. That means it's going to be possible for others as well, whether it be Hispanic descent or anything else. That's what we need. So back to music.
Yes.
We are going to be knocking it out with a whole bunch of instrumental R&B,
right.
And that is beautifully Black.
Yes. Nothing better than music to bridge any remaining gaps. Yeah. I like to see them closed up. I can't thank you enough for being here today. I'm just delighted with this event and with the community college in general for always giving us a place to go and be educated by the arts. I really appreciate that and your being here. My guests, El Paso Community College music instructors Ruben Gutierrez and Billy Towns, along with fellow jazz musician Mike Hamilton. The next three Mondays in a row, the 11th, 18th, and 25th at 7 p.m. at the Community College Administrative Services Center. That's 9050 Viscount. That's the place to be to celebrate Black History Month. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank you, Monica, for having us.